This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A 49-page federal criminal indictment unsealed Friday charges former U.S. President Donald Trump with serious crimes, including 31 counts of violating the Espionage Act for keeping classified documents, including those related to nuclear weapons and military attacks. Associated Press correspondent Norman Hall reports the federal indictment contains a detailed timeline alleging violations to the law.
In November 2021, Trump directs his executive assistant and body man, Walt Notta, and another employee to start moving boxes from a storage room to his residence for him to review. Notta is charged in the indictment as Trump's co-conspirator. On December 7, 2021, Notta finds that several of Trump's boxes have fallen, spilling contents onto a storage room floor. The indictment says among them is a document with a secret intelligence marking.
That was AP's Norman Hall reporting. Former U.S. President Trump made his first of two planned public appearances Saturday since his indictment. In an address to a gathering of the Georgia Republican Party State Convention, Trump, as expected, dismissed the charges against him as ridiculous and baseless and a witch hunt. He blasted the Biden administration for prosecuting him over his handling of the documents, and he maintained reelecting him will help put things back in order in Washington.
To the corrupt political establishment, we're going to evict a totally corrupt president, Joe Biden, from the White House. And we're going to finish the job that we started, the most successful presidency.
Trump cast his indictment by the Justice Department as an attempt to hurt his chances of returning to the White House as he campaigns for another term in office. You'll find expanded coverage of this story and all the stories we're covering and events around the world at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday the long-awaited counteroffensive and defensive actions were underway in Ukraine against Russian forces, asserting his top commanders were in a positive mindset as their troops engaged in intense fighting along the front line. The Ukrainian leader at a Kyiv news conference alongside Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau responded to a question about Russian President Vladimir Putin's comment a day earlier, saying that Ukraine's counteroffensive had started and Ukraine's forces were taking significant losses. Without giving details, Zelensky confirmed that everyone was positive, passed this along to Putin. Meanwhile, Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau, for his part, addressed the destruction of the massive Kakhovka Dam this week in southern Ukraine.
We've all seen the devastation caused by the collapse of the dam at the Kakhovka hydroelectric power plant in Kherson region this week. This was a direct consequence of Russia's war, and it is devastating for thousands upon thousands of people. To help with the response today, I'm announcing $10 million in new funding and will be redirecting $37.5 million of Canada's currently allocated humanitarian assistance for Ukraine to respond to this flood.
President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden welcomed hundreds to the White House on Saturday for a Pride Month celebration aimed at showing LGBTQ plus people that his administration has their back at a time when advocates are warning of a spike in discriminatory legislation around the country. Addressing the event, in which the administration described as the largest Pride event hosted at the White House, Biden railed against the Republican-supported legislation that attacks LGBTQ rights and says he knows many in the community are worried about their safety and their future.
I want to send a message to the entire community, especially to transgender children. You are loved. You are heard. You are understood. And you belong.
Four young children who were stabbed in a knife attack at a playground in the French Alps are no longer in life-threatening condition, Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports. I'm sorry, we've had technical difficulties with that story. We'll get back to it later. Meanwhile, a spokesman for the Federal Bureau of Prisons tells the Associated Press the man known as the Unabomber by the FBI has died at a federal prison medical center in Butner, North Carolina. Ted Kaczynski, a Harvard-educated mathematician who retreated to a dingy shack in Montana wilderness and ran a 17-year bombing campaign that killed three people and injured 23 others. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.